Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, what's up? Welcome in on this Tuesday night. Late on this Tuesday night for the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Really appreciate you guys being here, as you always are. And let's get into it. So, Lane Kiffin tweeted, and it is being interpreted in multiple different ways. What does it mean? I don't know. I also don't think it means what a lot of people think it actually does. We'll talk about that. We will talk about the South Carolina game, national media narrative, and more. I really appreciate you guys being here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff right here on YouTube. Just hit the like button. Also, leave a comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Also, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Do a lot of subscribing. We watch YouTube here. There's some kids shows on YouTube that somebody likes, and when they say, like, you know, make sure you leave a thumbs up. Let me try to adjust this without breaking it. Sound good? Okay, good. But when they say make sure to leave a thumbs up, he'll literally just hold a thumbs up. So yeah, leave a thumbs up, guys, and really appreciate you. Podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That's the website off of exit 40 in Brookhaven. But you can shop with them regardless of where you are, because if you're looking for a great car buying experience by great people, you don't just want to settle for somebody in your backyard. So check out Toyota of Brookhaven. They'll give you $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota, $1,000 off the top. If you just tell them that I sent you, one of the highest rated service departments in the state, in-house financing, and more. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. So, Lane Kiffin tweets, and if you haven't seen it yet, I will tell you what it is. It is a photoshopped image. It's like a family picture from Athens is where it is, and I don't know which members of the family are photoshopped into it and not, but some of them most definitely are, and it has the house emoji, or the home emoji, I should say. When you type in home, that's what comes up. And then there's this picture, this Photoshop picture, with red writing that says, "Okay, Velvet Ditch, do your thing." And he tweeted that out about this time last night. And it has caused, in particular, Facebook, which, if you see the AI Facebook articles, there was one about Brent Venables during his post-game press conference stopping a protest by singing God Bless America, and reporters and everything joined in with him to drown out the protests. They weren't protesting him losing football games. That was Facebook AI. Actually really cracks me up. But Facebook in particular ran with this being a sign, or not a sign, this being him saying that he's not going anywhere, that he's staying at Ole Miss, he's made a decision, and that is what you needed to know. He's sticking around. Don't worry about Florida. Don't worry about LSU. It is done. For whatever my opinion is worth to you, you're here, so I guess you're asking for it. Also, I guess there is a local establishment that is you know, right there on the corner as the square is beginning, that has said that they will build a Lane Kiffin statue if he does not go, if he decides to stay at Ole Miss. And I don't know if it's tongue-in-cheek or not. I don't know the context of which that was said. And so maybe he very well could be referencing, okay, like, build that. And it still would fall under the category of it tricking people into thinking that this was some kind of a decision announcement. Sidebar, there are three sports figures from Ole Miss that have statues on campus. Tim Elko won a championship. John Vaught won a championship. and Coolidge Ball, who broke the color barrier in Ole Miss athletics. I think that I'm just going to be frank. Lane Kiffin has not earned a statue yet. Hasn't earned one. They've won a lot of games. A lot of nice things have happened for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. He's done a very good job. He has not earned a statue. Has not won a championship of any kind. Let's see Lane Kiffin win some things before you start talking about building a statue for him. Because in my opinion, I think, again, standards should be higher. Statues should be given to people that win championships or a championship or do something as unique as being the first African-American student athlete at an institution. That's my sidebar opinion is you shouldn't be talking about statues regardless of what happens here, decision to stay or go. Win a championship first, then you get a statue. That's just me. Other people are free to disagree. Also, yes, I know about the Merida statue, of course, but sports figures is what I said. Sports figures. This is not announcing a decision. This is not confirmation. This is not that. And look, I know that there are obviously a lot of people that want that to be the case, that want that to be some kind of announcement that, hey, look, Lane said he's staying. And I'm not saying that he's not. I'm not doing that. I am not going to pretend like I know because I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season. I've said that before. I'll say it again. I'm going to be very consistent on it. Anybody speaking definitively about that is incorrect. In my opinion, pretty informed opinion also, I guess, is, I mean, guys, the people directly involved in the negotiation process, we can put it that way, are not sure what's going to happen, okay? So if they're not sure, then no media guy, nobody knows for sure what's going to happen at the end of the season. So speaking on it as if you know is incorrect. And I'm not going to do that. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season. I think that nationally, from a media perspective, there are not near enough people that are making what I think is a very obvious argument to remain where he is, not only with personal life, but there's this narrative that, well, you know, you can't compete at Ole Miss. You can't compete at the highest level. That's what people say. 2023's team would have made the playoff. 2024's team bought a roster that was good enough and Kiffin failed with it. And 2025's team is in position. They are favored to make the playoff. They're a favorite in every game remaining on the schedule. They have 70% chance of making the playoff. 2022, there was a step back, but even 2021's team would have made the playoff. So this idea that you can't compete and get there at Ole Miss is right in front of your face, inaccurate. Like you're watching it happen and then telling people that it can't happen. It makes no sense. The way some people in my business, the way that some people in my business have tried to convince you that, well, you can't do it there or you can't do it consistently there. So the fourth team out of five that is equipped either through financial resources and talent, or they've just proven that they've put themselves in the position to do that. 2022, they were, 8-1 and then completely fell apart in part because of self-inflicted things anyway. But this idea that, you can't get there at Ole Miss, or, you can't recruit high school well enough, as if that's not a product of decisions directly made by the head coach anyway. So it's bogus, and not enough people are having that angle or are talking about it from that angle. And when they do, it's almost reluctant that, I guess I see that side, as opposed to acknowledging. I think Dan Wetzel wrote a nice column. I want to give credit where it's due. it was Dan Wetzel that wrote a nice column kind of outlining the, okay, here's the decision-making. LSU obviously has all kinds of built-in advantages, and it's an S-tier job. Florida also has a history. But also, the grass is really green at Ole Miss, and they're showing that they've stepped up, so maybe leaving doesn't make sense. Like, he actually laid it all out nicely. Not enough people are doing what Wetzel did, because there's a lot of crap in there. This is a person that in the past has been a troll on the internet. Doesn't mean that this one is. This very well could just be as cut and dry, simple as possible. I'm just telling you that precedent says that this is somebody that does say things online, including trolling his own fan base. He has done that in the past. And I don't think that you should count any chickens before they hatch, because it is very, very easy to actually make this official. And that's the last thing I'll say before we move on, is this is something that you can very easily make official. You can very easily end the discussion and, oh, well, he says he doesn't do that. Well, okay, then you can allow all of this speculation and stuff to continue, or you can end it. But the idea that this is official, I would be doing my job incorrectly if I sat here and told you that, oh yeah, this is a guarantee for sure. That's exactly what this means. There is no chance that it's anything else, because you could very easily sign a new contract and do what Kurt Cignetti did and put this all to bed right now. And until that is done, talking about a tweet as if that's a decision and an announcement is more wishful thinking than actually looking at it objectively. And so we'll talk about it tonight some, because that's what a lot of people, you say no one is saying it's a guarantee. I hate to tell you, man, a lot of people have interpreted that as a announcement that it's done. A lot of people, too many people. My text messages would tell you that a lot of people have seen that and interpreted that as I'm staying. And that's not what that is. Doesn't mean he's not, but that's not what that is. I do think, and I'm kind of a hypocrite here because I'm talking about it right now. I do think that it really is a shame that you have, for example, an ESPN college football segment today where they're talking about a team in the top 10 that is interesting as hell. You've got an awesome story at quarterback. You've got a group of weapons that is among the best in the country. You've got all these things that you could be talking about with Ole Miss football, and the only thing that's discussed is that their coach is going to be coaching somewhere else next year. The environment that the coaching carousel, starting as early as it has created, is it's goofy, and I think it harms the game. There's a reason that the NFL waits until the end of the season to allow all this to happen. Now, obviously, there's no CBA in college football, so it can't go down like that. But this is bad, ultimately, for college football, that these are the discussions being had at the end of October instead of about the actual football on the field. Because Saturday's game in Oxford is extremely interesting for a lot of reasons. I think, number one, overall, that this game is all about Ole Miss and their mental makeup. Can they come down from the high that the Oklahoma win provided them and focus and play clean, locked in, non-distracted football? Because I think I'm far less worried about the Florida and the LSU distraction than I am the filling up your own head with how good you are distraction. Because South Carolina, again, has a losing record, played Alabama so tough last week, though, very well could be demoralized, and maybe they get full of themselves and think that they can kind of sleepwalk through a game like this. And if they do that, they can get beat. South Carolina team with a losing record, but Stewart on the defensive line, they have players, right? Sellers is a big body dude. He's really talented. He's physical. He can run. South Carolina can beat you. You saw it Saturday. Ask Alabama if this South Carolina team can line up and beat you if you don't have your A game. So can this team not allow, like, maybe ego's the right word, but can they lock in and come back home and play well? Because if they can, Ole Miss playing an A game cannot lose this game. But if it's not, if they have turnovers, if they're kind of sleepy early, this South Carolina team can hang around and beat them. So I'm very curious to see if they can continue that trend of not allowing circumstances to impact their play, because they didn't allow the Georgia loss and then the outside distractions to impact them this past Saturday. It was a brilliantly coached and played game. Can they do that again this weekend? Night game, I assume that the environment's going to be pretty spectacular. A lot is being made out of the fact that the game is not sold out. The game was sold out, and then South Carolina returned some of their allotment. That's all that is. Fewer and fewer fans are traveling in college football these days. They returned some. That's where the seats are. They're going to sell it out. It's going to be fine. Weather's going to be perfect. I assume the atmosphere, again, is going to be pretty awesome. So maybe that helps as well. But this game is all, in my opinion, all about Ole Miss and how they play. And we're going to see if they can pass yet another test where they have the pressure of expectations. They have a team that's kind of reeling a little bit. They're coming off of a big win. Can they come home, lock in and focus, and understand that if they take care of their own business, that they're going to make history? We'll see. I'm very excited to see how this team handles this situation. We'll continue with your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. If you're a Mississippi business and you need office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines up to cloud storage and data security, whatever it is, if it's technology, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out online at absms.com. Tell them I sent you and you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. Also, Priority One Bank, you can bank with me at Priority One Bank. Their online banking platform is so much better than the one that I had at my previous bank. They also have local loan servicing and decision making. And again, walk into one of their 16 locations and you'll see why it's in the name at Priority One Bank. Right away, you'll have a question that I'll just love. How about what Pete Thamel said today, where he expects Lane Kiffin to leave Ole Miss? I saw it. And look, that's the kind of stuff that you're just going to have to deal with for the rest of the season, probably. And part of it, I understand, because historically, pre-Portal NIL Keith Carter, Glenn Boyce, leaving Ole Miss for Florida would have been a decision that you make. Now, Hugh Freeze didn't make that decision. He stuck around. In hindsight, it would have been better for everybody had he left, but that's only because he was doing things that were destroying the program, not because it would have been a better choice. But there is this air of I don't want to say it's intentional. I think it's just the era in which some of these guys grew up in. I really want to tell myself that it's not intentional, but every time it gets brought up to most of these guys, it's almost like they speak on it as if there is no reason for an Eli Drinkwitz to stay at Missouri. That there's no reason for a Lane Kiffin to stay at Ole Miss. That they just have to get out for some reason. Well, it's just so much easier to win at Florida. If that's the case, then why don't they? If it's so much easier, why don't they? And they talk about it as if, like, there's absolutely no reason for anybody to want to remain the coach at Ole Miss, even though he's going to get a massive raise yet again. He's already making top 10 money in the country. He will easily clear the top five. Not only that, but you have outstanding administrative support, both at the university and the athletic level, and it's very stable and comfortable. The teams on the field are highly competitive. They are using the portal well. They are well-funded. All of that stuff is happening. And then there's the personal stuff as well. People like him just completely ignore all of that and jump straight to, well, obviously, like, of course, you just have to leave for Florida without making any sort of a case for why you shouldn't. And I think that's disingenuous garbage. Maybe he does end up doing that. Maybe that does happen. I personally would be a lot more worried about LSU than Florida. That's just me. But also, you have nobody talking about the timeline of all this either. And maybe people are starting to a little bit. But if a school is going to hire a playoff coach, the first round of the playoffs occur 17 days after National Signing Day. And let's pretend for a second. Let's just use Eli Drinkwitz to avoid the accusation of bias, because I would say the same thing here as well when it came to him. Let's pretend that Missouri makes the playoff. If Eli Drinkwitz were to leave Missouri to go to Florida to be there before National Signing Day, I would rip him apart with every platform that I have, because that would be cowardly, in my opinion, to leave a playoff team to go to an in-conference school. And then if your coach that you want to hire happens to make the semifinal, that's a week after the portal opens. And again, same principle. If a coach is going to leave a playoff team to go do that, he would be a complete loser. And I wouldn't expect anybody to do that, to be honest with you. Maybe the G5 coach would go ahead and do that. But even still, I think that the idea that you want to hire a playoff coach and possibly sacrifice them being there for signing day and the portal window is a massive, massive risk. And people aren't talking about that enough either. It's just something that you have to deal with. It's a shame that this is in the, I mean, we're starting the home stretch of college football, and the only conversation is about why these coaches should leave and go somewhere else. You have Nick Saban taunting Vanderbilt fans of, oh, you better pay Clark Lee's going to be coaching somewhere next year, at College game day that they've had for the first time in two decades. It's garbage. And it's a shame that this is what the worldwide leader that has paid so much money to air college football games, this is what they're promoting in effect. And it sucks, is what it is. That he very well could go. I have no idea. But it's just a shame that it's being discussed in that way. Wish Ole Miss fans would stop worrying about Lane leaving and realize it takes more than just one coach to cause the program shift. Enjoy being great. I understand why people are. I do. I understand why. I'm not going to bemoan people for being worried about it. They're constantly having to see people talk about it, myself included. Again, I'm kind of a hypocrite in this deal because I'm talking about it. I just think ignoring it would be a disservice to you guys too. I don't know what to do here, but I think pretending like there's no reason to remain at Ole Miss is disingenuous, to put it nicely. Velvet ditch forever. Don't want to jinx, but so far gotten through the season with no major injuries. Yeah, knock on wood there. Except for to the starting quarterback, ironically enough. Bunch of guessing and opinions out there. That is literally all it is, Jeff. It's all it is. There has not been a single, and I mean there has not been a single national report on either of the major open jobs that are, my sources say they have made contact and both sides are interested. That has not happened yet. There has not, and maybe that day comes, maybe it doesn't, but there has not been a single actual report on contact and connection. It has all been, I think that he will be this, or I think that they will do that. There has not been any legitimate reporting on this yet, anyway. Big concern is the fan base taking a step back in expectations if he does. I hear you. South Carolina has returned most of their allotment. Yeah. I do think the game will sell out. Yeah. I do. But yes, they did. Did the Grove Collective actually receive a $20 million donation? It was not the Grove Collective. It was the foundation, I believe. It was the foundation. And yeah, I don't think that information was intended on getting out. But yeah. Other fan base is saying, look what Kiffin is doing with a D2 quarterback. So imagine what he could do with their quarterback. It's hilarious. I know. I mean, it's just such a what I'm about to say sounds like I'm going to take credit away from Kiffin and Weiss, and I don't intend on doing that either. But saying stuff like that takes away from what Ferris State did and what Trinidad has done. Well, look, they took this D2 quarterback and made him good, as if like he's not talented, as if he's not very athletic and smart, and you know, and didn't have great college coaching before he transferred. He did have that. Ferris State's a powerhouse. Their offense is awesome. So it's so good that Charlie Weiss Jr. said in a production meeting with the broadcast guys that they've taken some concepts from Ferris State because they liked what they saw so much on film that it wasn't just about Trinidad. It was, hey, this offense is awesome. I need to take some concepts from that and use it here. So, yeah, I don't like that either. You guarantee he means it. See, I hope you're right. I think it would be a mistake for you to think of that as definitive. We can point back to that as, hey, there were signs right there, but I think it would be, I would not be doing my job correctly if I was telling you guys that that is definitive. I don't think it is. And again, it's very easy to make it definitive. Put pen to paper. Until then, you should be skeptical of everything, both good and also bad. You should be skeptical of all of it until pen meets paper. And until that happens, nah. Any update on Chambliss's eligibility? I would assume they would have to sue for it. I would assume they could find a judge that could work that out if they wanted to. But also, if you're Trinidad, knock on wood, you keep playing well. Don't you strike while the iron's hot for the next level too? He may not want another year of eligibility. If he keeps playing like this, you might just want to go, you know? Been listening to Matt Moscona on LSU. He's under the impression that the governor will appoint a new president to fire Woodward, and basically the governor will lead the head coaching search. That's what I said to you guys the other night. And, oh boy, there are some LSU fans that refuse to believe that the governor stepping in is a bad idea. Do you think that a politician is going to do something like what he's done and not have some strings attached to it? Do people really think that that a governor of a state is going to step in and just do something like that out of the kindness of his heart? Of course not. Absolutely, of course not. So it'll be very fascinating to see how that part of this whole deal plays out, because as I told you guys the other night, I do not want government messing with sports. And I'm firm on that, regardless if I love the particular politician or hate them, because of stuff like that. I would be very concerned if the governor was involved in deciding things for my athletic department. So we'll see. I mean, you know Woodward, he goes big game hunting, man. It's almost like he is intoxicated by getting big names to coach at LSU, but not if the governor's involved. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I have no idea. The way the season is going, would Trinidad Chambliss be the best one and done in Ole Miss history? Considering the position, yeah. I mean, Walter Nolan would be another one right in that category. Sean Padula would be in that category. Here's kind of a deep cut for you. Stuart Turner in baseball would be in that category too. Do you think that Lane knew the fan base would take it that way, or the way that they have after he tweeted that last night? Probably. People are throwing Lane to LSU all over the place when you haven't seen anything credible about it. Florida for sure, yes. Yeah, exactly. It's all just, that's all it is. Just ready for the narrative that, quote, we didn't really want him, end quote, from LSU and Florida fans. I mean, there's a chance that LSU does not go in that direction because they didn't in the past. They may not have started that. Florida absolutely has and all of that. So that would be really funny. Yeah. Do you think Keith has a feel of what is going to happen, though? Absolutely, he's got a feel for it. Look, he has made several posts that trend towards the biggest trend, that trend toward with the biggest is Velvet Ditch. Now, does that definitively mean he's staying? No, no one thinks that, but it also does not mean nothing. Exactly. I think it, if I should, you know, my job is not to tell you how to feel about stuff. How I would take that if I were you as not definitive, not final, not official, should make you feel good, though. It's better than not getting something like that, right? So I think it should make you feel good, but it's not an end-all be-all. Is that fair? I think that's fair. When's the last time they've had this many jobs, if ever, open before the season? I don't think that there's been this many ever. Not high profile, anyway. Thoughts on so many people publicly going after Brian Kelly. It's just amazing. Not here. We've talked about that for years. I've never been a fan. I've thought that he's been the most unlikable coach in college football since before LSU hired him. Never been a fan for a multitude of reasons. But the waiting until he's gone to just unload is very typical and transparent. The same people would say the same thing about Indiana. How's that going? Good point. You could see Brian Kelly at UCLA. I wouldn't touch him. Starting to think that Kiffin's tweeting is more so erratic and random than it is trolling. I don't read too much into it. That's probably a good description. There's a narrative that Lane Kiffin needs to get out of Ole Miss. It's obvious and Ole Miss isn't the only one. Media want coaches like him to go to big name programs for their own selfish interests. Yes. Most of the media reporting is laziness and outdated thinking. It's a low-hanging fruit. Brian Kelly should not allow LSU to lower his buyout. Buddy, you signed me to a $100 million contract. You're paying me every dollar of it. And it is funny to me, and unless they can work out like a lump sum thing. But this idea that he's going to take a reduced buyout out of the kindness of his heart. You know who you hired, right? You know who you hired. Did you think that he was just going to, oh, well, thank you so much for firing me. Yeah, I'll take $20 million fewer dollars. Give me a break. Starting to see more media people say he should stay. Maybe there's a narrative shift happening. Family pick is powerful for a guy who spent a lot of time without any around him. Mm-hmm. Florida fans trying to say their job is better than LSU is also hilarious. It's not even close. It is that there is such a difference between the LSU job and the Florida job. They are not the same. They're not comparable. One is better than the other by, I think, every objective measure. But you know, what do I know? I think people are just doing the lazy thing and looking through glasses from the past 45 years. Yeah. Ole Miss drops one more game. Who do you think it's to? Mississippi State, if I had to bet on one. I don't think they're going to, but if that would be the one I would pick. thoughts on the other SEC games this weekend. Eventually, Vanderbilt's lack of ability to score is going to catch up to them, and I think that'll happen this weekend in Austin. Mississippi State, Arkansas has a chance to be the highest scoring SEC game of the year. Ole Miss fans should be really rooting for Oklahoma on Saturday, for what it's worth. Really rooting for Oklahoma. And that Georgia line stinks to me. I don't understand what's going on there. South Carolina is going to be tough regardless, tend to agree. But Ole Miss is a better team than South Carolina. Just line up, focused, execute, and you'll be fine. Florida job is better than the LSU job. Louisiana is a crap hole state. Here's the thing, Chris. I assume you're a Florida fan. If you're just that's the kind of stuff that I don't like about the discourse, and something that I think that media people get involved in at the local level anyway, and it's ridiculous. Because it's not like Gainesville is on 30A. And like Baton Rouge has crime problems, right? It does. It has general cleanliness problems, to be quite frank. The millionaires in Baton Rouge don't live where the crimes happen. So, Louisiana is a bad state. Not if you're worth a lot of money. I see the same people say the same crap about the state of Mississippi. And it's just, when you see that, don't even engage with it, because it's clear and obvious ignorance. When people say, why would you got to get out of Mississippi? Mississippi's awful. Number one, everywhere in the United States of America, you can live beautifully if you're making $11, $12 million a year, number one. And number two, it just shows how immature, how willing to be immature you are. The ignorance in those kind of statements is astounding. Like, you can live beautifully with $12 million a year in any college town. So just that kind of statement that Louisiana is a crap hole state, stop. It produces talent at such a high level. They have so many natural inherent advantages. And again, the millionaires don't live where the bad stuff happens. So it's just goofy. That's a goofy talking point that I see too much of. Kiffin asking the fans to show out and create a great environment is, of course, complaining and wanting out when Kirby Smart did the same thing before the Ole Miss game. Yeah, that's just the online discourse that you got to ignore. It's just stupid. So much stupidity around here. Honestly, it's a shame every big-name school got fired early this season because it takes away from the special season that is happening. I agree. That's what you thought earlier. He's made this place so special and has every opportunity to shut the rumors down and make the brand grow even more. Only thing that really matters right now is making the playoff. And that's where I fall back on. That's where I fall back on is it doesn't really matter what happens at the end of the season. What matters is right now Ole Miss is in position to make history. That is the most important thing right now. I hate that we're having to do this conversation again. Be nice for Ole Miss to have a bye this week, but you still think the South Carolina game is in a good position. They basically get two byes in 3 weeks after Carolina. Yes, and I kind of like that, considering how they lost to Alabama. It's kind of nice that you're getting them right away, if that makes sense. How is Florida not as good as a job of LSU? Florida has been to SEC championship more times than LSU. Okay, sure. They are the solo program in a talent-producing state. They have more resources. They have a more difficult home environment to play in. It is, by every objective measure, Florida fan, I know there's a few of you in here. Good to see you guys. LSU is a better job than Florida. by every objective measure. It is. And the gap between Florida and the lesser jobs than Florida has closed dramatically. And so, look, maybe Florida gets whatever coach that they want. It's possible that they do. But if it's such a great program, why does it lose so much? Because, you know, from the outside perspective, it certainly looks like Florida's just the same program as everybody else. Great when they have a great coach. Mid when they have a mid coach. But that's kind of all it is. It's kind of just like everybody else in the SEC. It is absolutely a tier below a Georgia and an LSU. And it's entirely dependent on the quality of coach that they hire that will take them to the spot that they think that they belong annually. Florida is coach dependent, just like basically everybody else in the SEC. It is not special. How do I know that? Because the results on the field by multiple different coaches tell you that it's not special. It's a very good job, just like basically all the other ones in the SEC. They played against Alabama well because it's at South Carolina. They gave their best in that game. Now they're out of juice against Ole Miss. That's what you hope, right? I think a trifecta of Ole Miss playing well, Georgia handling Florida, and State losing to Arkansas makes the playoff path significantly more clear, even after beating Oklahoma. Yeah. So, hey, Florida fans. So you say Florida going to beat Ole Miss, then what? Then you would want to hire a coach that can't beat your team with a losing record that fired theirs. That's what you would want. That doesn't make any sense. Interesting thought process there, Chris, the Florida fan. You would want to hire a coach that can't beat a team with a losing record? That's what you want? That'd be interesting. Personally, I think they learned from last year and the collapse at the end of the year. Think they'll be locked in. So far, they've passed those tests, like we talked about last time. They have so far shown that they are more equipped to handle what they're up against than they were last year. Almost let Green beat them. Sellers is better than Green. No, he's not. I disagree with you. I appreciate you being here. I disagree with you. That Arkansas offense is significantly better than the South Carolina offense. I mean, I guess maybe you can make an argument that Sellers is a better prospect than Green, but the offense itself, Arkansas's, is significantly better than that of South Carolina's. Totally agree. They can win. Ole Miss wins by being mentally tougher than other teams as much as talent. Got to keep that edge every week. Yeah. Be curious to see if Ole Miss can continue their disruption on the defensive line against a poor South Carolina offensive front, probably the worst one in the league. Oh, yeah. You bet Kiffin stays with a big raise. Well, he's getting a big raise. He's getting a big raise, there's no doubt. I don't think the demand for a stadium renovation is part of the discussion. I don't. Why can they not blitz with more than three people, zone coverage all the time too? Why can they not change it up? I kind of feel like they were a lot more aggressive. And also, guys like Princewell were able to get home without having to send too many blitzers anyway. But yeah, I thought they were too conservative against Georgia. Conservatism was not their issue on Saturday, though, this past Saturday. John Summerall and Eli Drinkwitz are the betting favorites for LSU and Florida, respectively. What do you think of that? Both would be really good hires. How much bigger of a splash would it be if he stayed rather than leave? He would send a message. It would send a message across college football that – people, most people in my business don't think is even possible. No, the stadium does not need to increase in size. Also, the super chat, thank you very much, sir. Really appreciate you. The last 2 days between Pete Thamel and Stephen A. Smith, you've seen in real time how ESPN views Ole Miss and Mississippi as a whole. To quote Stephen A. Smith, Ole Miss, really? Why would you stay? See, that's just garbage. It's, ESPN is, I mean, I don't expect you to get intelligent and nuanced and layered college football discussion from his style of show. You're not going to get it. So if anyone needs to downsize their stadium, it's Mississippi State. Lots of empty seats on Saturday again. Literally all you see on social media are sports shows, not how they're number 7 in the country looking to make a playoff run. Kind of ridiculous. Exactly. It's just, but here I am, you know, contributing to it, I guess. It's my fault. It's the longest Lane has been in one place his entire life. There's something to say about actually finally settling in one place. Not only that, but it'd be different if you weren't winning, you know, and you didn't get the resources and you didn't have all of this money for staff members and stuff. It'd be different if you weren't also being given everything from a football perspective too. So it's not just, well, hey, like my family's here now. It's that plus they're actually giving him everything, and nobody's willing to, I say nobody, not enough people are willing to discuss that side of things. Why do people automatically assume Vandy's coach will stay, but Lane won't? Is Vandy a better job now? No. I would assume it's twofold. One, and this is alma mater, but more importantly, I don't think he's as hot of a name because he has two and tens. Two and tens. Think LSU firing Brian Kelly can buy Hugh Freeze another year? Possibly. Possibly. What happens when Texas comes open? Does Nick come out of retirement? No, I don't think Nick Saban's coming out of retirement. I also don't think Sark is getting an NFL job. Are you moving the goalpost for saying Ole Miss has to go 11-1? 10-2 isn't a guarantee, and they have three games they should all win. Yeah, 10-2 is not a guarantee into the playoff like it would have been last year. There's too many teams that can end up having that record, and then you look at the other conferences too. There's just a lot. You could be kind of mixed up in a pool of teams with a similar record, and you don't want that. But no, it's not moving the goalpost. You do move the goalposts. You change your expectations for a season based on what you find out the team actually is. And in the portal era, you don't know really what a team is until then, until they actually play. Yeah, I'm with you, Navarro. I think that we've had enough of Chris in the chat. I'm just going to go ahead and put him in timeout is what it's called on my software. Put presumably an adult into timeout because he doesn't know how to behave online. But yeah, I agree. I think that was time. I think Winston Watkins is a future first team All-American talent. He's always open. Man, he's going to be great. Yeah. And I mean, catches the football, obviously runs clean routes. Lane really likes him. Tired of the whole thing. Just win. If Lane leaves, seem to have the money to find someone else. Yeah, I hear you. No, I did not see what Daquan Wright said. Trinidad Chambliss isn't even in the college football video game. Wow. Maybe there's a ton of people playing it, but the fall off of attention that it received last year versus this year is pretty crazy. If Lane Kiffin had the same 2024 season at LSU, they'd want to fire him. I mean, that's what happened. That they were all in. The parallels between 2024 Ole Miss and 25 LSU are pretty staggering. They went all in on this season, and Brian Kelly came up short. But the median fans of Florida have gone completely delusional. They're so obsessed with Kiffin that if they get Drinkwitz, who's now the betting favorite, they will riot, which is absolutely nuts, by the way. Well, I mean, that'd be a hell of a hire. Within your conference, guy that's winning double-digit games a year now at Missouri, and that would be bad? You're insane. Here's my Heisman pick this year. I mean, it'll probably end up being like Julian saying or something boring like that. I'm way behind on the chat, so I'm going to scroll a little bit. A lot of politics getting brought up in the chat. Sorry. No need to bring up the Pels until Willie's gone. Yeah, I mean, he seems like a really nice dude, but absolutely. Absolutely. What happens if Oklahoma loses out? It doesn't matter unless Ole Miss loses again. They just take care of their own business. They'll get in. It's no problem at all. Don't think Vandy will make the playoff, unfortunately. I don't either. Appreciate the super chat. Thank you, man. Stop responding to the trolls. Yeah, I kind of have fun with it, though. It's my bad because I think it's funny that they come in here and try to pretend like you guys are going to fall for such elementary garbage that they've been spewing in here. I mean, it kind of entertains me. It's like, come on, you're an adult man. You're going to make an anonymous YouTube account and come on here and, like, this is how you're spending your night? You know, you got nothing better to do? But anyway. There's no way you can tell me Ole Miss will have any lack of playoff motivation these final three games. Yeah, no way. I mean, they should be very much locked in. That report of Brian Kelly taking $30 million fewer dollars has been repeatedly debunked. So, sorry to tell you. I mean, maybe that does happen, and that'd be great, but it has multi times over now. I mean, maybe that's true later, but it's not true now. Just scrolling past all this. Without getting yourself in trouble, have you heard anything from someone connected to the program? Blink twice if you've heard any of these people say that he might stay. Everybody that I've talked to that has been involved in this is not yet concerned. Ole Miss, they've said publicly, are being proactive. They're prepared for anything, as they should be. But that there's not worry yet. It's October 28th, you know? I mean, there's not reason to worry yet. So much is going to happen between now and then. Getty's young, but don't necessarily love the fact that Winston Watkins likes every single put. I know, but I wouldn't read into that. Wouldn't read into that. Does leaving a legacy at Ole Miss help him in a final decision? I'm not going to pretend like I know the answer. Too many people pretend like they know what Lane Kiffin is thinking. I'm not going to do that because they don't know. And too many people pretend like they know. Nobody knows what he's thinking. People that work in the facility don't know what he's thinking sometimes, okay? I mean, I've heard that directly from people that work there. It's like that some... So... You've got these media guys that are like, oh, he'll definitely do this. You have no idea. So I'm not going to do that here either. I'd like to see Prince Will finish some plays better. He's getting better at it. He is. Keep scrolling a little bit. Currently on track not there yet for 11-1 at Ole Miss in a rebuild year. And their only loss is would be in that scenario by a touchdown in Athens. But yet you can't win where he is, apparently. I think what what LSU offers in particular is being that there's something about what that brand does for the kids within the state, and they don't compete with anybody else within the state. That there's like this built-in players are automatically just going to get funneled there. That happens at that program. That's a big difference there. I think Florida will be downright hostile this year, especially if they don't lose Saturday. That'll be nuts. People don't like coaches like Drinkwitz and Josh Heupel based on the way they look. I kid you not, but it's true. Oh, 100% the nerd persona is a problem. It's goofy as hell because he wins, but Eli Drinkwitz is a great football coach. Anybody would be lucky to have him. He's awesome. The quality of the video game isn't great. First one rode the hype. It had issues they didn't fix or made worse, so people moved on. Fair enough. You think Chambliss can make it to the Heisman ceremony and on his current pace? Yes, I do. So let's look at the current odds. I mean, if Ole Miss goes 11-1, and it also, I guess it would depend on how many people get invited. Like, does Georgia Tech lose a game or two? I don't think Pavia should even have odds listed. I know that Vanderbilt's been awesome and he's their leader and all that, but he doesn't have the numbers right now of a Heisman Trophy winner. He could, but losses would have to happen in front of him. Alabama would have to lose again. Maybe Indiana gets clipped. He certainly could, though. I mean, what is he, seventh in odds right now? If you're an Ole Miss fan, just try to focus on beating South Carolina. Then you get basically 2 weeks to prepare yourself for Florida. Yeah, and that would be my advice, is just block out all the other stuff. Just ignore it. Roll your eyes at the anti-Mississippi things and just do all that. J.D. Piquel calling Ole Miss a window program today was quite incorrect. Yeah, I mean, it's just that because what and I like J.D. a lot, by the way. Really nice guy. Like, exceptional guy behind the scenes. But what people that aren't watching close enough see, when Ole Miss doesn't win enough games in 2024, for some reason they still blame that on Ole Miss and not Kiffin, right? And they can't look at his first few years at Ole Miss through a different lens because that was 14 playoff era and he would have already made it twice in the 12-team era. But they can't – anyway, they don't look at it from that perspective. Because it's easier to just be like, ah, well, you know, they haven't won because it's Ole Miss and move on because that's how things used to be. But ...11-1 and he has a good chance at Heisman. The one thing that will hold him back is he did miss two games, obviously. You know, didn't play in two games, so the numbers will be lacking. Ole Miss needs this playoff for perception sakes. That they really, I mean, it would help a ton. For program perception, if they can just make the playoff and kind of shut that up, you know, just take that arrow out of the quiver of anybody that doubts what the program can be. Need to capitalize on this. But anyway, I got to go, guys. I have been exhausted all day. I mean, I don't know what has gotten into me, but I am beat. And I can't believe we made it an hour. I don't know if this was good or not. I've just been kind of winging it, but I'm glad that you guys have been here. And really appreciate you. And I'll see you on Thursday. We'll talk about the actual freaking football game on Thursday. How's that sound? See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.